Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you listen to this podcast from. I'm Usnashia Kanibu. Welcome to the Personal Finance for Gen Zs. In this podcast, we're talking about everything that affects Gen Zs, ranging from their finances, their mindsets, to how they make decisions. I'm the host, Usnashia Kanibu, and I started this podcast to help other young persons like myself who want to have a strong start in life, who are scared of taking the wrong decisions, and who wants to become better. I release this podcast every Monday morning, so you can tune in on your way to work or your way to school and listen carefully to it to have a fresh Monday start. So let's dive. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Personal Finance for Gen Z. Today is 6th December 2022 and the time is 6:08 a.m. on the dot. So today, like I promised you guys in the last podcast, we're going to be talking about self-reflection and how you can do self-reflection for your 2022. So before I dive in, I'm just going to be telling you a bit about what self-reflection basically is and its importance to our day-to-day life. So self-reflection is a serious thought about one's character and actions. Here in self-reflection, you are confronted with evaluating, with criticizing, with judging objectively the actions you take, the words you say, the things you do, the things you did not do. Yes, you are going to be judged on the things you did not do. So it is the ability to witness and evaluate our own cognitive, emotional, and behavioral processes. And when we are evaluating such processes, it is crucial that we maintain an objective judgment. Let's not say I did this because of this, or let's not try to be partial or biased when we're having a self-reflection series, because it is crucial you stay objective. It is very, very crucial you stay objective in order for you to get the very best results for self-reflection. Now, why is self-reflection crucial? Self-reflection is crucial because it prevents you from going ahead with life without thinking. Many persons go on with life day to day, day in, day out, and they don't hardly take time to like stop, evaluate, criticize, understand what exactly they are doing. And that's the difference between many persons who succeed and many persons who don't succeed, because they take the time to like evaluate their own actions. Okay, what am I doing right here? What could I do? What could I possibly do right again? Okay, are there some certain things I'm doing wrong? Is there a way I can improve on this? Okay, this thing is working for me. Can I still improve on it? Can I delegate it? Asking yourself these questions are crucial for you to actually succeed. You understand, right? And many persons just go on with life without thinking. They move on from one phase to life to another without making time to evaluate whether things are actually going well. You understand, right? And self-reflection is important because it helps us gain perspective. It helps us to gain a different perception on life. Rational perception, though, it helps you to build this rational and objective perspective about how life is going. It helps you respond more effectively. So a person will ask you, okay, let me give myself as an example. Someone will ask you, hey Osnashi, how have you been these days? Instead of me to say, oh, I've been very busy, and I go like, oh, I've been very productive. And that's the difference. A person walk up to you and be like, oh, why did you do this? And instead of you to start stammering, you just know exactly why you did that. And it's a rational and it's an objective answer. That is the importance of self-reflection. If you keep on taking activities without taking the time to like evaluate why you do certain things, I kid you not, you're going to find yourself in the lowest 20% of people. And that's what you want to really avoid. So let's go dive in. Why self-reflection? Okay, before we go about self-reflection, what are the things you need to do when it comes to self-reflection? What are the things you need to do?
The first thing you need to do is that you need to ask yourself deep questions. Ask yourself questions that make you think. Questions that query your thinking. And when you're observing the self-reflection process, I will advise you, please don't be in a hurry. Please don't be in a hurry. In fact, if you can dedicate a full day to just answering just the questions and the self-reflection, it is crucial you do so. Understand, right? Don't be in a hurry. Ask yourself these deep questions and be prepared to give truthful, painful, yes, emphasis on that painful. Like sometimes the responses you're going to be getting from yourself can be so painful, and you'll be like, ah, God of mercy, can I really cope? Yes, it is all part of it. So be ready to give yourself the truthful, painful answer. And that question again, I'm going to tell you guys the questions, or I'm going to be share the questions you're going to need for self-reflection before this at the end of this podcast season. But then let me just tell you how you can go about your self-reflection. 2, jot down your answers in the journal. Now this is the difference between people who practice intentional self-reflection and people who don't practice intentional self-reflection. People who practice intentional self-reflection know that they have to jot down their answers in a paper. I will advise using a pen and a paper, because the screen really is not really advisable. But when you're doing a deep reflective season, it's always best to get a pen and you get a paper. And the very art of putting a pen to paper does miracles on its own, and it's very beneficial in that you're able to think critically, unlike if you're using a screen. But that's an aside. Jot down your answers in a journal or a paper. It is crucial you do this, because so that next year or in subsequent months to come, when you go over the journal again, you're able to pinpoint places you have grown, you're able to like pinpoint things you have done differently, you're able to pinpoint the changes you have made. And it's very, very crucial you do this for 2022. I kid you not. And then 3, understand exactly how you feel. Understand exactly how you feel. This would help you in improving your self-awareness. Recently, I think yesterday, I was in a conversation with a friend, and what I just said to him was that, oh, I feel very contented. And that struck me. That struck me, because I've been thinking about this for a long time. And I realized my emotion for the last part of 2022 is contentment. I've been so contented, like I'm so at peace with where I am and where I'm going to be. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I'm not ambitious. I'm the most ambitious person I know. I kid you not. I'm the most ambitious person I know. But despite being ambitious, I'm still contented. You understand, right? I still feel content. I still feel that I know I'm giving my best. I know that result to speak. And that alone gives me contentment, because I know I have happy relationships, I have happy families, my finances are doing very well. In fact, literally, I think that I'm so contented that to the fact that it's like I'm so grateful. You understand, right? Now that is how I feel for 2022. So I ask you to do your own reflection. Do your own personal reflection. How do you feel for 2022? What was the dominant emotion for you in 2022? Was it anger? Was it ambition? Was it sadness? Was it a feeling of inadequacy? Was it a feeling of complacency? You need to ask yourself these questions. And by asking yourself these questions, it's going to help you gain self-awareness. You're going to use in advancing to the next level. You understand, right? Yes. Then, in equally in self-reflection, create goals for yourself. Sounds very weird, right? Yes, it's crucial that you create goals for yourself, even in your self-reflection. It's not just enough for you to like leave goal planning to planning stage or to the preparation stage. In your self-reflection, period, give yourself goals, not deadlines though. Give yourself goals. Tell yourself that you want to achieve this at a particular point in time. And if it's a goal if it's a definite goal, I will advise you add deadline to it. But if it's like a life goal, like gaining awards, becoming fit, or gaining so amount of followers, or I'll just tell you the truth, don't put a deadline to it. It's just to remove that feeling of pressure. Don't put a deadline to it. But if it's a specific goal that can be achieved, it's best to put a deadline to it. The fifth thing you need to do is that you need to practice gratitude. I cannot overemphasize this enough. You need to practice gratitude. You need to show appreciation for how far you have come. You need to show gratitude for how far the steps you have taken. You need to show gratitude for how far you have grown, for the challenges you overcome on your journey here, to the people that helped you on your journey here. In fact, I made a mistake recently in that a friend of mine helped me. A friend helped me secure something that was very, very important to me. And guess what I did? I did not say thank you. Ah! I was so upset with myself. It's usually when my friend then called it out for me. Now, I keep friends who are emotionally intelligent, so they're able to like call me out my BS and like correct me when need be. So when my friend called me out my BS, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You understand, right? Why? I did not show gratitude for that stage, for what he did for me. You understand, right? So it's important to show gratitude for every stage you are in. It's going to set you apart from the crowd. I kid you not. It's setting you apart from the crowd. Show gratitude. And then, what are the questions you're going to ask yourself what are the questions you need to ask yourself when you are practicing your self-reflection? Now, the questions you need to ask yourself are basically different, or they differ from person to person. But one thing you should note is that these questions help you to find enlightenment. So I'm just going to be listing a few of my favorite questions I like asking myself in my self-reflection, in my self-reflection state. So the first question I'm always going to ask myself is that, what am I grateful for? What am I grateful for? That's the first question I ask myself before any other thing come again. So I list like 10 things I'm very grateful for, and then I jot it down. 2, what do I feel I could have done better this year? And I list everything out. Most of the time I list like 5. Yeah, at least like five. So you have to like identify the most crucial. Now, this is what I'm telling you, that you don't need to rush this season, because you're going deep into yourself. And if you try to rush it, you're like nullifying the whole essence of it. You understand, right? Yes. So the third question I ask myself is that, what have I been avoiding? What am I avoiding so far? What are the things I'm scared of taking action on? And this helped me to gain clarity. Like, you know, all these things, I'm just being vulnerable. Like, you understand, right? I'm being vulnerable to me. I'm being very, very vulnerable to me. So I advise you to take this test in a secluded place. It's crucial. And then, 4. What was my biggest accomplishment? Or what are my biggest accomplishments this 2022? I ask myself this question. And then the fifth one I ask myself is that, in what ways am I holding myself back? These are questions that make you think. You understand, right? Ask yourself, how am I holding myself back? I'm not lying to you. You know the answer to all these things. I'm not lying to you. The answer is within your subconscious mind. So what you need to do is that you need to like dig deep to find out the answers to this. And then I'm going to give you the sixth question and the seventh question before I then end the season here. The sixth thing you need to ask yourself is that, what would I have done differently if I had the opportunity to do it again this 2022? What would I have done differently if I have the opportunity to do it again this 2022? And then the seventh question you need to ask yourself again is this: what have been my biggest lessons this year? What have been my biggest lessons this year? So ask yourself these seven questions. They are very, very crucial for you to understand where you're going to, because you can't understand where you're going to without understanding where you're coming from. You understand, right? So ask yourself these questions. Understand, these questions are very, very deep questions, very, very vulnerable questions. And please know that you can equally add your own questions to it. So these are like my generic questions that I always ask myself, but I do have a few that are like personal to me, like, you know, like that align with my personal interest. So you need to ask yourself these questions. Like, you can ask yourself your social contributions, your social connections. You can ask yourself your financial network. You can ask yourself the way your spirituality. You can ask yourself your personal development. There are many things you can ask yourself when it comes to this journey. And if you have listened to this point, I want to tell you this. Listen carefully to this. I have thought about the best way I could invest in people who have followed me all these years. I thought about the best way I could invest in people who have been there for me. You understand, right? Because I've been listening from day one. You have been listening, you have been there for me. And I thought about the best way I could invest in you guys, best way I could give back to you guys. And the only way I can think about is through helping you guys build yourself. It's through helping you guys build your personal self, build your professional skills. That is why I'm organizing a visual soft skills training for my followers. Now, this is exclusive only to my followers, because only my followers are able to like get it at the price which I'm offering. Now, if you're outside Nigeria, the price is simply $15. Yes. The price is simply $15. And for 3 days, you are going to be self-taught. You're going to be taught on how we can build crucial soft skills like communication, like creativity, like cognitive flexibility, like emotional intelligence, like self-awareness. Like, I think self-awareness is like the highlight. Go. Many persons need this thing without realizing they need it. You understand, right? You're going to be taught over 35 soft skills. Including negotiation, different skills. I promise you, it's going to be so packed. If you're in Nigeria, the price is 7,100. If you're outside Nigeria, it's the same price. That is $15. I advise you seriously to really, really take this soft skills training, because this is like one of the best gifts I can give to my followers. What better way can I say that I want to give back to you guys than helping you develop yourself? So I really, really advise you guys to really take this soft skill training, regardless of cost, regardless of time. I kid you not. This is going to be one of the best decisions you can make for yourself in 2023. So I look forward to seeing you here. The link is in the description button. Read the description below. Click on the link. Register for the course. I tell you guys that this is going to be one of the best decisions you ever make in 2022, as a prep of 2023. Seriously. This is going to be one of the best decisions you're going to ever take in 2022, as you prefer 2023. So sending love and light to you guys. I sincerely hope to see you there. Truly, this is my own little way of giving back to you who have given me so much. So thank you very much, and do have a nice time. Love you, love you, love you, till we meet again. Love you.